with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Americans are celebrating July 4th today. And military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says the freedoms and liberties which the country enjoys 248 years later are worth celebrating. McGinnis says those freedoms and liberties are outlined in the Bill of Rights, which was drawn up in 1776.
Which allows us to reflect on that day of independence 248 years ago, you know, with parades and all sorts of leisure activities as well.
McGinnis spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Hurricane Beryl is taking aim at Mexico's Caribbean coast, with at least seven people dead in its wake. Beryl is now weakened to a Category 3. Though remaining a major hurricane, Mexico's popular Caribbean coast prepared shelters, evacuated some small outlying coastal communities, and even moved sea turtle eggs off beaches threatened by the storm surge. Also at SRNNews.com, the nation's Democratic governors support President Biden's decision to stay in the race. Greg Cluxton has more.
Despite growing calls from some Democrats and donors to step aside, and in the face of troubling poll numbers after his poor debate, the president vows to keep running for re-election, and he got a boost from several Democratic governors. Mr. Biden met with more than 20 of them for over an hour at the White House, in person and virtually. After a candid conversation, many of the governors voiced their support, saying the president is in it to win it. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wall Street is closed today in observance of the 4th of July holiday. On Wednesday, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ composite both setting all-time record highs. The bell will ring tomorrow morning. This is SRN News. Two Jewish cemeteries in Cincinnati are attacked.
Police are looking for vandals who damaged nearly 200 markers inside the graveyards on the city's historic west side. A number of the gravestones date back to the 19th century and will require expensive restoration. Anti-Semitism is on the rise all across the U.S., and attacks on Jewish cemeteries are one of the more common expressions of it. The problem has only gotten worse since the Hamas attack on Israel last fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge in Kansas has blocked a federal rule expanding Title IX to include transgenderism from being enforced in four states, and a patchwork of places elsewhere across the nation. U.S. District Judge John Broome's decision is the third against the rule from a federal judge just in recent weeks. It applies in Alaska, Kansas, Utah, and Wyoming because they sued. This is SRN News. General Motors will pay nearly $146 million in penalties to the federal government.
The reason for the payment? 5.9 million of GM's older vehicles don't comply with emissions and fuel economy standards. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says certain GM vehicles from the 2012 through 2018 model years didn't comply with federal fuel economy requirements. GM says it did comply with all regulations in pollution and mileage certification of its vehicles.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the penalty comes after the EPA said GM's pickup trucks and SUVs emit over 10% more carbon dioxide on average than GM's initial compliance testing claim. Defending champion Miko Sudo of Florida has won her 10th title in the women's division at the annual Nathan's Famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest. Sudo consumed 51 hot dogs in just 10 minutes. More details at SRNNews.com.